to the being the last Sunday in the month is considering the Apostolic Church in America the Women's Sunday, and how much we look forward to have the women ministering in this last Sunday. They have done great job in the past, and they will continue to do good job in the future, I would imagine, as we allow them to exercise their faith in the Lord Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
I am going to look on a portion of scripture today, and I trust that a very well-known passage of scripture. All of us know this passage of scripture very well, especially since we come into the part of the Christian community. This is one of the passages of scripture that all of us are quite familiar with. And surprisingly enough, all four gospels bring this information. And it is interesting that we have it this morning, and we are going to take a look at it. Hoping that I might not be long, but trust that God will bless the effort anyway. Amen? The topic that I would like to use for this passage is a woman with a passionate vision. A woman with a passionate vision. Vision, to be short, is the inspiration for something. There is an inspiration for something, and that something does not necessarily have to be from the Christian community. You can have a vision for your community. You can have a vision to see different things happen in your own community, and you yourself take on the responsibility of initiating move in order to get it done. With your vision, you can have a vision for just about anything. But in this particular case, we are talking about a woman that has a passionate vision. And passion is the fire. Passion is the fire that drives you to accomplish your vision. The passion to accomplish something. And I am hoping that we did not just look on this passage of scripture as Mr. Burns read and then close our Bible. But I'm hoping that we will see something more than the black and white here. And there are four points that I would like to make from this passage, and we will try to go over them as quick as we can. Four points that I would like to deal with here. And the first one that we are going to look at is that she is a woman of courage. Remember the topic is a woman with a passionate vision. But as we start to peel away the onion, we are identifying other things that are necessary in order to involve in the presentation. And one of the things, first thing that we're seeing, is that she is a woman with great courage. Just think for a minute. Is it something like this? Simon the leper and the Holy Spirit was careful. Brother Granville, the Holy Spirit was careful to introduce Simon as the leper. Ordinarily, you'd want to say, Simon, fine. And that should do. But the Holy Spirit made sure that he identified that this man was a leper. And of course, it would not be a leper then. But he was a leper, cleansed by Jesus. And he decided to show gratitude for his cleansing by inviting Jesus to his house for a meal. Displayed by this woman. I like the way in which the Bible introduces her. Look how the Bible introduces her. There come unto him a woman. Look how. Is it as naked as that? There, look at it, it's there, verse 7. There come unto him a woman. And you can have that support. No name. I don't know who you are. Maybe she was a dead stranger to everybody here. Can you imagine what's going on here? They're in the house. And all of them burst up when they fall down the door. Everyone was pretty bad. A one person in here, and a target was Jesus. She beat Simon's security.
Yes.
Can you imagine that? Because Simon, as we are seeing here, is somebody who has something. He's a guy of means. He's a guy who has resources. And he would have had servants. And security. The woman beat the security. The courage of the woman. And not only that should beat Simon's security, should beat the security of the disciples.
Glory.
You know, Peter don't play. Let me tell Peter don't play when it comes to the bathroom. Peter don't play. The scripture tells us that he used his sword and went for somebody to make an enemy and take out the deal. Peter don't play, but the woman beat the disciples as security and target Jesus. This is not courage. Then you tell me what is courage. What? It is a vision. She has a vision as to who Jesus is. And the passion that accompanies that vision drive her to be any obstacle. You know, I remember Esther. The news came to Mordecai that they are plotting to destroy all the Jews. A guy named Haman. And it affects Mordecai in such a way that Mordecai decided that Esther should know, the king's wife, should know. So he sent a message to her and said, look, there is a plot afoot to destroy all of us as Jews. You have to go into the king and plead for us. So Esther sent that message to him and said, look, nobody can go into the king unless the king stretch out a scepter to you. It means that you are going to die if you barge in the king. But Esther decided, you know what, this card was for 3 days fasting to send the message to Mordecai. Get your people together. And I am going to join in with my men, and we are going to fast for 3 days. Because the matter is important. And after 3 days, Esther dressed up herself nicely. And she went in the army. And the king saw her. And lo and behold, the king stretched out his golden scepter towards her. No. Hallelujah. 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 Because the fool had just said, if I perish, I perish, but I'm going in. Hallelujah. And that is what happened to this woman. This woman determined in her spirit that if I perish, I perish, but I must go and minister to the man. Tremendous courage she displayed in doing that. And then the second point that I'd like to bring to us is her vision produces generosity. Her vision produced generosity. When she went in there, all she was carrying was a box, a box of ointment. But it was not just any ointment. It was during that time one of the most costly outlets that you could possibly find. And she chose that, look, I am going to carry this with me. Because the vision that I have of Jesus, he deserves no less. Hallelujah. He deserves no less. A woman with a passionate vision. Look at her. Nothing can stop her. Because she's been driven, by fire in her womb to see Jesus. And she carries her gift, her alabaster appointment. And the word tells us, she overcomes on Jesus' way. John, who carried the same information, John tells us that she also wiped Jesus' feet with it. I washed Jesus' feet with it, and wiped Jesus' feet with her here. You know, not too long ago, I did not even know that my wife was actually noticing me in this way. But she said that my feet need pedicure. So but when I look at her feet, I don't see much difference. I don't see much difference, but I decided, you know what, I'm going to take her up on it, and I'm going to go and get it done. And I went there, and I tell you, it is one of the most rewarding things that ever happened to me. I sat in the chair, and it started to massage. Not just my feet, but my entire body, right? And then in the bowel of a massaging component to it too. And the woman takes tremendous care and detail in dealing with my toes and all the rest of it, and use greater to greater my fingers. I tell you, it was one of the most rewarding things that I've experienced. I want to help the car sister to look at my feet and they were like, what is it? I just imagine Jesus sat there. Jesus sat there. And when the disciples fuming, Jesus was absorbing. Because there's a woman with a vision.
Amen. Praise Jesus.
And she was quite generous with it. She had no intention of leaving anything.
That's right.
She wanted to pour it all out on Jesus. I want to tell you, when I look at this thing and see what they said, the disciples who were there, not having the depth of Jesus at this woman's vision.
Yes.
They, and I want to use the word they, it's not just Judas. All of them. Judas might be the spokesman here, but all of them look at it and say, what a wish. You know what I mean? When I see this, I remember this about talent. Talent. So suppose that I have a talent, a singing talent, that could cause her to earn millions if she hook up with the right group here in America. What did she do? She decided that she's going to give her talent to the Lord. Amen. Somebody might look at it and say, what a waste of talent. What a waste of talent she has got to give. And where she could make money. But she chose to give it to the Lord in his service. I remember when Brother Bailey. Brother Bailey had a tremendous meal for us. An outstanding meal. Brother Bailey could have joined other groups and make money from his singing. Brother Bailey decided that he's going to give his talent to the church, to the Lord. Somebody might look at it and say, what a weird! But nothing that is spent on the Lord can be considered a waste. Not only talent, but skill. Pastor Daly is doing something with this work here. Using his electronic skill that we marvel from time to time. It goes without saying that he's the one who established the website, which is creating a whole lot of interest all over the world right now. And he's doing many other things. Somebody might look and say, what a weird. But he in his mind, I am doing this for the Lord. I am doing this for the Lord. Because what? The brother has a vision as to who Jesus is. But what about time? What about time? When I look and see what his sisters are doing, they are praying every night when we don't have meetings from 11 o'clock till 12 o'clock. And on Friday night, they start at 12, finishes up at 3. Somebody might look at it and say, what a waste of time. You put me in your bed sleeping. You could be in your bed sleeping. But I want to tell you, as a result of that effort, we are here. We are in this place. Because God answered for us. Amen, somebody. It's not a waste of time. Because they were pleading before God that God will do something, that we find somewhere to worship. Bless the Lord up here. Bless the Lord. What about money? What about money? What about money? It's a weird. The word tells us about a brother called Barnabas. Barnabas, when he realized that the work needs money to support the people who have just seen it, Barnabas went and sold his property. And what did he do? He brought the money and gave it all to the disciples. So as to make sure that the young converts are competent. Somebody might look at it and say, what a waste. But Barnabas was seeing a vision that is much bigger than that. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So not only that she is a woman of courage, not only that her vision produced generosity, but three, what they criticize, God called its work. Look on verse 10. When Jesus understood it, he said unto them, why trouble ye the woman? For she hath wrought a good work upon me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. She was seeing something, church, that the disciples weren't seeing. When she wiped Jesus' feet, when she poured on the aisle, she was saying in her spirit, this body shall not see corruption. Come on, church. Something inspirational reached her about the purpose for which she was anointing Jesus. That this body, maybe we could look at what Psalms tells us. Psalms 16. Let's go to Psalm 16 for a minute. Psalm 16. Pardon me, some of you are very much faster than me when it comes to turning, by the way. But it's okay, I'll eventually get here. Psalm 16, let's look at 19, 9 to 10, verse 9 and 10. Listen to what Psalm 16, 9 and 10 says. I'm looking at Job, I'm sorry. Just give me a minute, please. I'm looking at Job. Yes, Psalm 16. Okay, all right, Psalm 16. Let's read 9 and 10. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices. My flesh also rests in hope, for thou wilt not leave thy soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thy only one to see corruption. This is a prophecy of Jesus. This is a prophecy concerning Jesus' body should not see corruption. And this woman got a glimpse of that vision. And she rushed in there with her alabaster of ointment, and she anointed Jesus. And the disciples, as close as they were to Jesus, still did not see that. All they were doing is quarreling among themselves about this money, about the money that will be made from this ointment and distributed to the poor. Jesus said, you have the poor with you all the power. But me, you know, huh? And when we think about how important this is, because she anointed Jesus' head and feet with this perfume. But after that, what happened? When Jesus actually died, what happened? Nicodemus and Joseph. And the big thing that Nicodemus made, 100 pound weight of fat. Anoint Jesus' body so that there is no way Jesus' body could see corruption. But this woman, I see the vision, and Jesus made reference to it that she do it against my will. Woman with a passionate vision, she has seen something in her heart. Sometimes when we are in church, things are happening. in the spiritual realm. That we have to be on that wavelength to really identify what is going on. We can miss our moment. Because this woman was ministering to Jesus while others were complaining. No, we learn to come to church. She do what Jesus said, for my memorial, for my burial. So Jesus said, leave her alone. Leave her alone. Can you imagine? Jesus, he had in reserve the right to move his feet from her. He could tell her, leave her alone.
Sure.
That's not true.
Yeah.
And let me say this to the church. Yeah. This might be the closest that a woman has been to Jesus outside of Mary. The mother of Jesus. Because Jesus allowed her to massage his feet.
Yeah.
Come on, somebody. And Jesus was making use of it and enjoying it especially. It would be the closest that a woman has been to Jesus in the entire scripture. Jesus and a woman come from outside, barging to the meeting, barging to the dinner, instead of cooking everything. And Jesus just sat there on the door and enjoying myself. Because the woman has a vision. She has a vision of healing. I want Jesus. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the last point that I'd like to make here is that her vision produced her memorial. You know, I need to ask all of you sisters here, what is it that you would like people to say about you after you're gone? There are many sisters who have worked inside the church. Different churches. And even though they die, you know, their names are still gone. Because of their work. I mean, one such person was Dorcas in the scripture. Dorcas, when Peter reached the house, those who were there, they pick up a coat and said, Peter, this is the evidence of how caring the sister was to all of us. She made food to put on us. And they were bribing Peter to raise up. Because they didn't even have a clue that Peter would raise up. But they were expressing the sincere feeling as to how it was in terms of how Dorcas was. And so I'm asking the question, how would you like to be remembered? I can only encourage all of you to continue to serve the Lord.
Yes.
To be your sister. And somebody will say, I remember Sister Bernice. Every Tuesday night I can hear a group in praise and worship. Somebody will say, I remember Sister Bernice, a lot of you like her. What is it that you have done for the Lord? Lord, that you would like somebody to make mention of when you are gone. When we are gone, because this is a woman's service, but I'm talking to men too. Why is it? How would you be remembered? Jesus said, look, verily I say unto you, verse 13, verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached in the whole world, there shall also this, that this woman has done, be told for a memorial of her. Right here, Jesus is predicting something. Jesus is predicting that this gospel is going to spread. It's going to spread. He was prophesying that. And indeed it happened. Matthew 24, 14 says, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then the end comes. Every time and everywhere that it is preached, this woman, even though she don't have a name, we believe you. Sister, your work is not going to be in vain. I can only encourage you to continue. Continue to lift up the name of Jesus. Continue to worship the Lord. Continue with your family, because we have seen the results of the fight. Continue to support one another in the different areas where all of us need support. Because we see right now what drives us is a vision as to who Jesus is. Nobody could stop her. And you notice, she has not spoken a word. Up until now, she has not spoken one word. She's a doer, not a talker. She's a doer. I love to see the doers inside the church. I enjoy the doers inside the church, not the talker. Not the talker, the doer. Whatever you need to do,
just do it.
Do it. With all your heart, with all your mind. Angela. Angela. She has not spoken a word up until now. Action speaks louder than words. Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. So finally, I just want to say to all of you that if there's a vision that you have of the Lord Jesus, and as much as it might not be popular, in other words, if you share with somebody, they might throw you down. As long as this vision line up with the Word of God, execute your vision unto the Lord. Come on, sir. Go ahead. Support the sister. Go ahead, support the pastor. Go ahead, support the church. Jesus in another place said, the least of these that you have done it unto me. Even to offer a cup of cold water to somebody, you are ministering unto me. Church, I encourage you to continue to serve God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. And you will receive the reward. Her reward is that Jesus said, what she did will be remembered wherever this gospel is preached. Shall we stand here? Hallelujah. 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 Father, we bless your name. We bless your name, Lord, and we glorify you. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we give you thanks this day for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you, Lord God, that your word still speaks life to us. We thank you for this encounter that we have seen in your word that teaches us so much different lessons that we need to go and do likewise. We thank you, oh God, that we can minister to you even though physically you are not here. But Lord God, there are many who represent you that we can minister unto. We thank you, Lord God, for the example set here by somebody who had a determined spirit to see to it that you were ministered to. Lord God, we pray that as we continue to serve you and to worship you, our sisters, this church, the women of our company, they will continue to go from strength to strength as they see you, Lord God. I am lifted, and your train fills your temple. Bless them, everyone. Encourage them, everyone. Support them, everyone. And give them the drive, the passion that is so necessary at this time, that they will continue to give you praise and to give you glory and to expand the work of God. We say thanks to you now, in Jesus' holy name.
Amen.
Amen. Just like to ask any of us here, you'd like prayer. You'd like to be prayed for you to be strengthened in your inner mind so that you might take on the work and the responsibility of ministering unto Jesus in a more meaningful way than you have done in the past. I just wonder if you are here and you'd like prayer to strengthen you in that area. Could you just lift your hand above so that, bless the Lord, I see that. Thank you. I see you, my sister Jenny. I see that hand. Bless the Lord. I see those hands. I see those hands. Bless the Lord. I see all. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless God. Bless God. We are going to pray. Let us pray. Father, you have seen the hands of your daughters. You have seen their desire to step up a little higher, that they might serve you. This woman, she came in with a determination to minister unto you, Lord. And nothing could stop her. I pray that you will grant our sister the same determination, Lord, that they will serve you out of a heart of gladness, that you'll be glorified. Supply them, Lord, with all that they need in order to carry out this mission. Give them the courage. Give them the know-how. Oh, Lord. Give them opportunities. Oh, Lord, I pray. I pray that they will minister to you, Lord. And in ministering to you, so much other people will be helped in the process. Bless your people, Lord. Protect your people, Lord. Provide for your people, Lord. Heal your people, Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the blessed Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Father, in the very special name, Lord, I come to you for your God. It's such a meeting. A life of commitment to you. Oh Lord, I pray that you keep your eyes on us, strengthen her in her mind, in her body, in her spirit, so that she will be able to behold the things of God and continue to minister unto you, Lord. Thank you for the work that she has done. Thank you for her steadfastness in the house of God. And I pray you continue to bless your father. Thank you, Lord God, that this accident that the enemy tried to use to derail her, Lord God, you lift up a standard against the Lord God. And she's being mobile, she's mobile again to do what you asked her to do. I bless your name and I thank you, Father, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Blessed Holy Spirit. Amen.